Welcome back, everybody, to Bridging the Geekdoms, the podcast that covers all things entertainment in the geek and nerd world. I'm Robert Slavinsky, and with me, as always, is...
Me.
That guy right over there.
Cool. Yeah. Dab.
The Rabbit Dab Master. The Rabbit Dab Master.
The best Jewish holiday.
Not really a Jewish holiday. I mean, it could be, I guess.
Yeah.
Rap-a-dab.
Rap-a-dab.
I'm sorry, Jewish listeners. As we start off really... Oh, God. Bob's either doing the robot or practicing karate. I'm not sure which one.
Little of both.
Everybody was kung fu fighting. Dabs.
Oh, wait, how do I dab again? I don't remember how this works.
Just start punching yourself in the face.
Why are we doing visual things on a podcast? You figure, it's been almost 2 years since we've been doing it. We would know how to...
Bridging the Geekdom is the visual episode.
How do we not know how to podcast yet? I just don't get it.
This won't ever see YouTube, so make sure you check it out there.
Oh,
snap my finger guns at the screen as if you can see it.
I like how whenever you talk to the fans, you look at the computer screen.
Yeah,
like,
I'm talking straight to the fans right now.
You're like, hey, fam.
Hey. I feel like there's a personal attachment there. You can see me through the audio waves.
I guess so.
Yeet.
Yeah. So, what's been going on this week with you, sir?
I have a lot of chest congestion and my boogers are bloody.
You may want to stop at Med Express on the way home today.
I think it's because like everything's just so clogged. And
it's dry outside.
Yeah, and it's just fucking me up.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm doing pretty okay.
Yeah.
I don't know, Glass?
Yeah.
I saw Glass. I didn't know if it was this episode or last episode.
No, you haven't talked about it yet.
I talked about it last time. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of. Yeah. It was dope. I liked it.
Yeah.
So I was like, this feels like an intro to a bigger movie. But
it really does.
I was like, I want more of this.
Spoilers.
We're
going to hit you a little hard with spoilers on Glass here in a little bit, because we're going to dive into it somewhat, since we both saw it. Not yet, though. So keep listening, because there's some other cool stuff that I want
you'll
you to
be,
hear.
You'll be blessed, fam.
Yeah. So you saw Glass. So you enjoyed it?
Yeah, I liked it for what it was. My dad saw it, and we talked about it. It was the first time we talked about movies in forever.
First time I talked to my dad in 36 years.
Yeah, it's been the first time I talked to my dad since I was negative 13. He was 7, I think. No, 20. He was 6.
Oh, man.
Or no. Wait, what?
Who cares?
Yeah, math is not my strong suit today for some reason.
Did you work in a accounting department?
Look, there's way worse people up there than me.
Well, I thought there was something else you watched this week.
I feel like there was. I don't remember. No, I wanted to see Escape Room, but I never made it to go
see
it. That's
right, yeah. That's right.
Never made it. I finished Spyros 2 and 3. I got to finish the first one.
Mm.
I did that yesterday.
I'm guessing either a large majority of our audience has either never played nor care to play Spyro,
or are criticizing me for taking so long.
Or they've all completed it back in 1997. So,
probably. I mean, I've done both, so. It was a childhood game. I was like 3 playing that game.
Yeah.
It was like Crash Bandicoot and this one game I can't remember. It was like
Crash Bandicoot.
Bandicoot. Yeah, because I can't talk because, you know, my nasal cavity is full of blood and
that
snot.
Crash, he's such a bandicoot.
I normally don't have that lisp, but I can't talk.
It wasn't really a lisp.
Vocal farts.
I mean, you do what you got to do, right?
And Croc. Croc is the only one that has yet to be remade yet.
Oh.
Yet. Because I feel like I said yet 5 times in that sense.
We need to get it. I'm telling you, man. From my childhood, the games that I played, you know, I was on the Sega Genesis and the Super NES and the N64, the PlayStation.
God, the N64 needs to have a ton of remasters.
But that's exactly it. Like, I want to see some remasters come from the Nintendo side. We never see them.
Because it's not Mario or Zelda.
The only remaster that we kind of saw from like the Nintendo 64 era... from the Nintendo 64, was GoldenEye, when they remade it, 10 years ago?
Yeah.
And they put Daniel Craig instead of Pierce Brosnan.
Yeah.
And I think it was released cross-platform at that time. But that's the only thing that that I can even think of from that time.
And before anybody says it, we're not counting Mario Kart or Mario Party or anything.
Because those aren't remakes. They're just continuations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they're there. Yeah. But I'd fuck with a Mario 64 remake.
Heck yeah.
Just give me
Unreal Engine.
Yeah. I'd get behind that.
Yeah.
Or even like, I know you're going to criticize me, Pokemon Stadium.
Yeah, no. No, thank you. I still want to see things from like PlayStation. Like, I want to see like Jet Moto come back.
That'd be cool.
I want to see a good Twisted Metal game again.
Remake the Metal Gear Solids.
Not even remake them, just make them not ridiculously like stupid stories. Like, yeah. I'm sorry, the newer ones, just the story, they try too hard to.
Yeah,
like,
they're so convoluted and confusing. They make no sense.
Yeah.
Like, Solid Snake's not Solid Snake, he's Silent Snake and everything. I don't even know.
There's too many snakes.
There's a snake in my boot.
Not that kind of snake.
No. So, yeah, I've played video games.
Yeah.
I'm trying to finish some games before I get more games, because Kingdom Hearts 3 comes out.
Nobody cares.
And on the 15th, spoiler, I was doing some prep work for a podcast. Like, crap ton of games come out, like Crackdown 3 and Metro Exodus and all kinds of other things I want to play.
I thought that's Exodus.
Exodus, whatever. Is it? Exodus?
Exodus.
Maybe I did a typo.
I'm gonna fact check us right here.
Is it Exodus?
It's Exodus, buddy.
Okay, whoops. I did a typo in my notes then. So, but yeah, there's a whole bunch of games that come out on the 15th. Yeah. So I'm trying to finish up some before I get more. And I'm going to somehow try to fit in Spider-Man.
Yeah, I'm kind of interested in probably the two games, like the, you know, Resident Evil 2, the remake is out.
Yeah.
I am interested in checking that out.
Yeah, that's another one I need to touch.
Especially that they announced that they're going to have actual
DLCs.
DLC for it.
And they're all free.
It's free and it's separate from the main story.
Yeah.
So that intrigues me because, you know, I played Resident Evil 2 back in 1997. Yeah.
When it first came out.
Whatever it was. And yeah, I played it then and had a good time with it.
Mm.
They're adding more story to it. Why not?
It's what they did with Resident Evil 7. They added all those DLCs that kind of loosely touched the story, but not really.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a huge, huge, huge Resident Evil fan. I enjoy the Resident Evil games. I was always more of a Silent Hill fan. The first two Silent Hills came out, to me, that surpassed anything Resident Evil ever did at that time, and to this point, I think, has still ever done.
It's because Silent Hill is more psychological, and Resident Evil's like zombies and mutation.
True.
Yeah.
But I always enjoy the Resident Evil games, still.
Yeah.
You know, I still enjoy them.
But we can come to an agreement. The Resident Evil movies suck.
After the first one,
yes.
I really enjoy the first one. The first one I think it's because...
It was the original.
It hit me at the right time of like how old I was, my age. I think it was 13 or 14.
Killing.
It was just edgy enough where I'm like, oh, am I allowed to see this? But, you know,
but
can't
PG
be enough,
enough. Can't
be enough where my mom didn't care.
Yeah.
So it was kind of one of those things like, oh, I can't believe I'm watching this. Yeah, I went to school with some kids. Or actually, I didn't go to school with them. I was friends. Well, I was in elementary school. I had some friends who I grew up with in my neighborhood. And see, where I grew up was pretty crazy because literally one side of the street was one school district. The other side of the street was another school district. Like, it was ridiculous.
The rivalry was crazy. People were shot daily. Gang violence was rough on that street.
Wasn't really like that at all, actually. However,
came home and there was a kid's head spiked on
there
the
was
sidewalk.
Only, on my street, there was only three of us, four of us maybe, at the most. At any given time, there was four of us living on my street that went to my school district that were like my age. However, on the other side of the street, and just down the road a little bit down on the other side of the street, there were just...
Everyone.
A plethora of other kids.
Ooh, hitting us with that hard vocabulary.
Oh, boy. And all those other kids, I became friends with them in the other school district because that's who I hung out with.
Yeah, conveniency reasons.
And it also helped that, you know, my brother was, you know, best friends with one of the kids, you know, older brother, so then that kind of connected, you know, me with that person, with those people. But anyways, where was I going? Oh, so totally got off on
Yeah, you pulled a me. You pulled a me.
You know where I was going. But these kids that I grew up with, like one of them especially, like I remember he had a birthday party.
As kids too.
As kids too. And we go there, and there's probably like 15 of us at the house. It was a sleepover. Mm-hmm. There was like 15 of us there, and
there was no sleep had that
myself
night.
And Brian were there. Brian was there also.
He who shall not be named.
And we were down in the basement playing on Nintendo 64. We were playing Mission Impossible for Nintendo 64, which I still thought the game. I think that game was fun. Ooh. It was. The engine was terrible, and the gameplay and mechanics were horrible. But
it still beats any modern Sonic game.
Facts. So, you know, we're sitting there playing, and he comes down like, "Hey, my uncle's going to take us to Hollywood Video to go rent a couple movies for tonight. You want to go?" Like, heck yeah, let's go. So we're walking out the door, and the kid's mom's like, "Hey, great. Nothing that's more, or you can't get anything that isn't PG, and it can't be PG-13 or R." We're like 12 and 13 years old. Like,
sorry.
What? Like, all right.
That's someone who cares a little too much.
So we go up to Hollywood Video, and, you know, I had connections in Hollywood Video as a kid because my brother used to work there, and, you know, like, there was friends of the family that worked there, everything like that. Yeah. So, like, I could literally go up there, and they would rent me anything at that point in time. So I went up there, and I was like, well, I'm going to rent a couple movies myself, you know, because I know I'll get a couple movies for free because they liked me. I had a hookup. Mm. So Brian and I, we go, and we pick out RoboCop, and...
Excellent choice.
It was RoboCop and another... I don't remember what the other movie was because I just remember... My buddy, whose birthday it was, never saw RoboCop. We're like, you never saw RoboCop?
You won't believe it. He's a robot and a cop.
But here's the thing. RoboCop is like a pretty, like, that's a bad, like a disturbing, not disturbing, but it's for graphic, a graphic movie.
For the time era, was it?
Some dude gets shot in the nuts. I mean,
nice.
That's what RoboCop
God,
is.
I forgot that happened in that movie.
So, dude, the guy who plays RoboCop gets blown apart. I mean,
yeah, like that movie's crazy.
So we rent it, and like we sneak it into his house. He rented like Fern Gully and something else, and just so it looked good for his mom, you know.
He's like, we couldn't decide on anything because we're not 12.
We were 12,
but in your head, you're like, I'm 22. I can do whatever I want. I'm a grown adult.
So we get there, and you know, it's probably. And this is the worst part, because his birthday party was on a Saturday night, and my mom was like, all right, you need to be up and ready at back home. He just lived down the street from me, so I would have had to wake up and go to my house, be ready to go to church Sunday morning, because I never missed a Sunday for church. So Sunday school was at 9 a.m. That means I had to be up at, like, you know, like, 8.
Yeah.
You know,
no later.
Yeah. So we had to wait for his mom to go to bed, which wasn't until like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning. Nice. So then we all like, here's RoboCop, and we put RoboCop in the VCR, you know, we're like, all right.
And it's doing its weird robot noise.
It's doing its VCR noises. Start watching.
Pulling that, you press eject and a peanut butter jelly sandwich comes out, because that's what everybody did as a kid.
Don't know.
I did. I've ruined like 5 VCRs because I was like... Just throwing weird shit.
I never put anything in my VCR.
I had a bologna sandwich in one, peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
In my, let's see, VCRs changed. When did we get our first DVD player? I was probably 15 or 16 when we got my first DVD player at my house. So for 15, 16 years, we had a total of 2 VCRs. That's it. And the only reason why we got a second one...
Because the first one wore out.
No, because the first one went up in my bedroom.
Oh.
And my mom bought a new one with a new TV that we got.
Nerds.
That was the only reason why we had 2 VCRs. So, yeah, we took care of our shit, man.
Well, I mean, okay, now keep in mind, I was 5 and 6 during that time span.
True. So, you know, we put on RoboCop, we're all pumped, and we're watching RoboCop. We had to, like, turn the volume down because we didn't want it to wake them up upstairs. Meanwhile, being a parent now, I completely realized that if I had a sleepover for my kids at my house... I would not go to sleep until those kids were asleep.
Mm-hmm.
Back then, you think the parents are upstairs in their bedroom asleep. No, they're sitting up there watching TV themselves, reading a book, having sex. Who knows what they're doing?
Because nothing's hotter than having sex with a whole bunch with 15 kids in your living room watching RoboCop.
Well, they didn't know it was RoboCop. They thought it was like Fern Gully.
Watching Fern Gully. Nothing's hotter than that.
So, you know, we're watching it. We like have it turned down, and you know, like, oh, like this little innocent kid who, you know, just turned 12 years old or whatever,
just became a grown man.
He's becoming a grown man before our eyes because he's never seen a movie like this before.
Never saw a dude get his nuts blown off.
It's been a while since I watched RoboCop, but I think you also see boobies in it. You know, you see
that's a birthday. Or,
like you like, and again. For a kid that's never been allowed to see anything like that, like he's watching this, all of a sudden, running down the stairs is his mother. What are you watching? You can't watch it. Everybody's going to have to go home. It's like 2 in the morning.
And you're like, we're 12.
2 in the morning. So she goes over, takes the tape out. I'm like, but I rent. She just went upstairs. You guys, no TV. Go to bed.
And about, like, but you're throwing us out. Do you want us to go to bed or go home? More pressing. Are you paying the return fees for that? Because I rented that. You didn't rent that. You can't return it.
Yeah, you should, anybody can return anything, but...
It's a moral principle then. She's just stealing from you.
Essentially, she did. So
I'd be like, I want that back. I'll go home and finish it.
Well, what ended up happening was like everybody started making fun of the kid because mm-hmm. his mom freaked out on him.
You know, and, kids things.
Yeah, you know, it sucked. Like, and I honestly, I can't say if I was part of making fun of him. I'd like to say that I wasn't. I may have been. I mean, it was...
You probably cracked a joke or two, but you weren't like, oh, nerd.
No, because I knew how it felt to be in that position there. But I just think it's funny how, you know, I don't even know how we got on this conversation here, but...
I really genuinely don't know either. It just happened and a story happens.
That's what happens with me sometimes. I just start going off.
I was like, okay. And then you got robbed and thrown out of a house. But then she was like, wait. She pulled a woman and sent you mixed signals. She's like, I just want you guys to go to bed.
She pulled a woman. Wow. Well, there goes our women fans.
Come at
me. Nice talking to you guys.
It's okay. Sausage party.
So, you know. It just, you know, kids, like, why not let a kid watch a PG-13? I think that was a PG-13 movie. It's probably R. I don't know. Who knows? I mean, it's RoboCop, though. Exactly. Come on.
I mean, I think there's some, like, classics that kids should watch regardless of the ratings. Like, when they're 12, like...
I really want to know how we got, why I even decided to
like,
do this.
If you're 12 and, like, RoboCop's a rated R movie... I wouldn't care. Like, whatever. You're 12. You probably are, like, going through puberty and stuff, and you're already, like whatever. Look at a pair of boobs. Whatever. I'd much rather you watch it in a movie than go, like, find, like, weird porn and try to do it.
Yeah. Yeah. You're probably right.
Whatever.
I wonder where that kid is today. I wonder if he's, like, an axe murderer or something like that.
Probably he's never watched RoboCop. Only watches never... PG movies. Huge fan of the Marvel Universe.
Those are even too hard for him to watch.
Yeah, because Samuel L. Jackson at the end of Infinity War goes, Mother. And it ends.
Yeah.
Spoiler warning. Spoiler warning.
All right. So,
back to wherever the hell we were before.
I have no idea where I was before.
We were talking about video games. We were talking about N64 remakes, and somehow we got on RoboCop.
I don't know. Spin with a story.
That's how we got there.
So what else? What did I do this week? I have been revisiting an Incubus album that came out back in 2006. 2007,
did you take a
seven something like that?
Ride.
No.
Oh damn it.
No, it's just. Sometimes you go and revisit old albums.
Yeah, sometimes you just get that urge to listen to old music.
And you just realize how good that album is. You know, at the time, I loved the album. I really did. And Incubus has had like 4 or 5 albums since then. But now, like, sitting back and listening to it, I'm like, wow, like, this is a really good album.
It's because, like, I know you listen to Incubus, like, a lot.
Yeah, I mean, right. I listen to other stuff.
Yeah, but I know you've, like, followed the band.
Yeah.
It's like you could watch, as you can relate to that music at that time, and you go back and kind of reflect on it, and you're like, wow. Oh. And it hits you as you're a different person from that time.
Yeah,
you're like,
wow. That happens to me all the time.
Yeah, it happens to me a lot, too. Yeah. Especially now that, like, I'm not old, but I'm not young anymore. I'm, like, that weird 23, where it's like, I can't rent a car, but I'm not a kid anymore, damn it. And it's like listening to music.
If you would have been smart and bettered yourself, you would be graduating college.
Gotta stop before we get trademarked. But like, it's weird revisiting music that I grew up listening to. Like, I grew up listening to like everything, like Disturbed to Lynyrd Skynyrd to everything, and it's just weird bringing back memories and stuff.
Yeah,
and it's like, my childhood sucked.
Because
in the end, it never even mattered.
I revisited that. I've been revisiting that album. It's called Light Grenades. If you're an Incubus fan, you may like it. You might not. Whatever.
If you're an Incubus fan, you probably already heard it.
Yeah. Let's see. I finished my rewatch through Boston Legal, which to this day I still think is one of the great, one of the best comedies that were ever was ever on TV. Such an amazing show, and it was sad. So I had that moment at the end of. At the end of it, where you know it's binger's remorse. You know, you binge through something so quickly, and you're just kind of like,
man,
I want more.
Did I actually enjoy it? And then you rationalize it to yourself again. You watch it again.
No,
that's what happens to me in the office all the time.
Yeah, I find myself just jumping between shows, especially with binge watching. I just find like I'm back on Friends again. This will be the fourth time I'm watching. Mm-hmm. I'm going.
Oh, your
Friends
is your office.
No. How I Met Your Mother is my office. I've already gone through that 5 or 6 times. That's a once a year watch for me is How I Met Your Mother.
When Nicole goes to sit down and watch The Office again, and I'm sure I'll probably watch it with her, it will be the 8th time I've watched The Office from beginning to end.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah. It's crazy how often I've watched that show.
Scrubs also.
Scrubs is good.
Scrubs is another one that I've watched.
But you got to watch it like before everybody leaves.
Yeah, that last season. Because
after it, it's just bad.
Yeah, that last season when they bring in the new kids. Dave Franco's in it. And
now I can't remember who's all in it, but I know that season was
rough. Because they turned the hospital into a school. And it was just what is going on?
It's the same thing with The Office. Like, after Will Ferrell leaves, because I don't like... I can't think of...
James Spader?
Yeah.
Who plays Robert California.
Yeah, I didn't like his character. Like, it was just, like, it was either hit or miss, and it was too many misses with me.
Yeah, like, I like James Spader. James Spader's one. I mean, he's the lead in Boston Legal that I just got done watching, so.
Yeah. But, like, he was just too many misses with me in The Office. Like, his humor just didn't.
Yeah.
I was like, ugh.
Yeah. Ugh. There's an awesome thing going around Facebook right now where it's every 1 second from every episode of The Office put into one video,
and it's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Some of it's so far out of context it's funny.
It makes it even better. But then you just remember from that episode and you just start laughing even more because you remember that
you're just like, oh god. Did you start watching the Ted Bundy thing on Netflix?
I watched the trailer yesterday. Like last night I got home because I my daughter's birthday party was yesterday up in Pittsburgh, so I took all the kids home, and you know I got home
doing your fatherly thing.
And I got home and I was like, I want to watch something. Do I want to watch something that's going to be on for an hour and a half? Or do I want to just watch some Friends? Like, what do I want to do? Well, I ended up finishing Boston Legal. And I was like, ah, that was 4 hours and I could have watched that Ted Bundy thing.
Yeah.
But I do want to see it. It looks.
I might sit down this week and watch it.
The Ted Bundy tapes or something like that.
I heard it's not bad.
Yeah, I do want to
watch it. I might watch it this week. I might sit down, find some time for it.
See, I'm not a huge fan of that whole true crime, you know, genre of stuff. I
just think it's interesting with serial killers.
I think some of the things are sometimes interesting.
Yeah.
I'm more of, come on, you know me, I'm more with the entertainment, so I'm more like, I want to watch a movie about it.
Yeah. You don't want to watch a documentary,
I like documentaries, but I like documentaries on certain things. Like, give me a documentary about Star Wars, and I will watch it 50 times.
You can make it a 6-hour thing, and I won't even complain.
Yeah. About certain video games, like Halo. Absolutely, I'll watch a documentary on Halo.
Is there a Halo documentary?
There's
in existence.
A few small ones out there. Like
there we go.
Like
There's our claim to fame. Sits down, writes a 6-hour script for it, cuts it down to an hour and a half, and goes.
But yeah, I mean, some things I just don't really care about when it comes to. I don't watch a lot of the news in life. Like I pay attention to my local news and I pay attention to what the weather is. And then politics. I do pay attention to politics.
That's still more than I do.
But like when it comes to true crime and that kind of stuff, it just it never really
It's like, I don't understand why people love NCIS and all those shows.
Yeah, I used to be a big fan of Criminal Minds.
I can't get into it.
And I just got out of it. Like, I don't know what it was. I just kind of was like, I'm over it. It is what it is.
Yeah, I just, not my cup of tea. I've never been into it, and I don't think I ever will be.
I don't know. Just
never struck my fancy.
Yeah. So that kind of leads me into something else here, because we're talking a little bit of documentaries.
The intro was only 25 minutes long.
But we have over on our sister podcast on our network, the Nerdtalkless Podcast Network.
Hi, sis.
There is a podcast called The Fandom Vibe. Now, that is where you will find Star Wars, our Star Wars episode, which is Shooting a Sith. You'll find other episodes basically pertaining to single single ideas. So, you know, if we want to talk about superheroes and just superheroes, you'll find it there. If you want to hear about a single superhero, if you want to hear Star Wars, whatever it is, Harry Potter, anything like that.
Marvel.
Yeah, Marvel specific, DC specific. Dark Horse, whatever it is, you will find it there. The Ninja Turtles, if we ever do Ninja Turtles. I want to do one now with the Ninja Turtles.
As long as we don't touch anything that's recent.
No. I think we should do like a history of the Ninja Turtles. I think that'd be kind of cool. I'm
down. An anthology series.
Yeah. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to play a little clip from our latest episode. It's called Spotlight. And what Deej Penhallow and I are going to be doing with this Spotlight type of thing is we're going to highlight current goings with current films that are coming out. So we have Captain Marvel coming up soon. So what we will do is we will take Captain Marvel in under 10 minutes or so. We will explain who Captain Marvel is, why she is, and everything like that. Who she is, stuff like that. We'll have one for not just Marvel, but for also DC and anything else that we feel needs a spotlight put on it prior to the movie coming out. So here's a little bit of this week's episode of Spotlight. Captain Marvel.
After encountering the Kree hero Captain Marvel, Carol Danvers was accidentally subjected to otherworldly radiation that transformed her into a superhuman warrior. Calling herself Miss Marvel, she established herself as one of the most powerful and prominent heroes, both as a solo heroine and as a member of the Avengers. She has now adopted the mantle of Captain Marvel for herself. In the 1960s, Carol Danvers made her comic book debut as a beautiful and highly capable young woman who managed to overcome gender typing and excel in challenging military occupations, normally dominated by men. She was already an ace fighter pilot, a former officer in the U.S. Air Force, and a former CIA agent when she was hired as the head of security of NASA headquarters at Cape Canaveral. One of Carol's co-workers at NASA was a Dr. Philip Lawson, who was secretly the alien Kree super agent named Mar-Vell.
So that is a little taste of what Spotlight is like. So check it out. Just search The Fandom Vibe on any of your podcast listening apps, and you will find it there. As long as our Star Wars podcast called Shooting the Sith, you will find those there as well. We got two episodes of those on there, so just find them, listen to them. They're pretty cool.
They're pretty dope.
Pretty dope.
I talk way more in them than I do on here. Oh, even though I have talked a lot this episode.
Now you just turned everybody off from even going to it. Thanks a lot, man.
I'm sorry.
Oh, man.
As I look deep into the audience's eyes. I'm sorry.
Let's see. Dragon Ball Super Broly has leaked online finally.
We were way off on our predictions for it.
Yeah, but you can find it. It's actually up on YouTube right now. You jump on YouTube, you can watch it. It's on Facebook everywhere. You'll find it. So just look it up and you will find it if you have not had a chance to go see it. What really makes me mad is I was trying to last night, like after I dropped off the kids, I was like, if there's a late movie, I might be able to make it because sometimes Greensburg has movies at like 9 o'clock. So I was like, I'll see if there's any movies playing. And I looked and all the movies, the last movie showing was 7:15. I was like, what the hell?
Yeah.
I was like,
no, it's like that everywhere now. It doesn't make sense.
So I was like, okay, well, maybe if there's something early enough tomorrow, being today, maybe I'll go check something out before, during the day. So I jump over to today, and I look, and Dragon Ball Super Brawly is showing three times now. So I was like, that's interesting. Look, the next day, three times.
We're like, why didn't you do this on release?
I know, the release week, it was, you could barely find it anywhere.
Yeah.
You had, one showtime everywhere that you went.
Yeah, and now it's like, oh, okay, we can make money on this now.
Yeah. Oh, God, so annoying. So annoying. But there's still a lot of people who don't have it at their theaters. Like, I was talking to one kid on a Facebook group who literally the closest theater to him that has it is 4.5 hours away.
That's ridiculous. I mean, it's totally worth the drive.
Yeah.
Totally.
But, you know, people are then freaking out. Oh, why are you watching it on the internet? You know, that's taking money out of their pockets. First off, look, I'm not for stealing stuff. I'm not for anything like that. Like, the
support the creators.
Yeah, the creators should get the support and the money. But in this case, come on.
Yeah.
Like you're not giving the fans a chance.
Yeah, and then when you do, it's for one time and one time only.
Yeah.
And you know the theater is going to be packed.
Yeah.
So you're turning people away from it.
It's annoying to me. So, you know, again, people, it's out there. You'll find it to watch. And, you know, like, I know I'm going to be buying it once it comes out.
Oh, yeah, no, it's hands down. I'm going
to
have it.
Digital. It's going to be mine. So I'm giving them even more money. I had to pay them $12 to see it, and I'm going to pay probably another $15, $20 to own it.
Yeah.
They're going to get the money.
Yeah, it's cool.
Yeah.
So, it's totally worth it.
Totally. Totally worth it. You know, we were talking about video games, and I didn't even mention, like, I was going to say at one point, just kind of backtracking a little bit, you know, you're like, oh, there's so many games that are coming out that I really care about. There's really only, like, two games. I talked about Resident Evil. Another one is The Division, the Division 2. And the first one, while it had its issues, and I always said, like, I still think the first Division was better than Destiny, but it was very, very similar to what Destiny was. But I think it was better. And it had a lot of issues, you know, the repetitive play, everything like that.
That's with every game, every game like that, though.
Yeah, power scaling and the unbalanced of multiplayer, that kind of stuff, that bothered me. So when they announced Division 2, I was like, I'm interested, but are they going to fix these things?
Yeah.
And from all accounts, like, I'm reading, they're fixing all that stuff. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, that comes out, what, May or June?
No, sooner. Something I think March, I thought.
March?
Yeah, I thought it was maybe? March.
Oh.
Let's look it up. You know,
we only have the internet right at our fingertips.
Yeah, it's right there. It comes out March 15th.
Hmm.
Yeah. I think the first one came out in March also. Actually, I remember because I remember playing the beta before it came out, and it was snowing outside, so makes sense.
Yeah.
Actually, first one came out March 8th, 2016. It says right
That's
there.
Weird. A week before. A year and 1 week. Between the, you know what I'm saying. I don't know what I'm saying.
A year?
That's yeah, 1 year. 1 year.
It's like
three years. Look, I am
2 years.
I am here.
Anthem comes out in February, but where I was, that was my most anticipated game a while ago. Now that there's so many comparisons to Destiny with it,
yeah,
I don't even want to touch it.
I'm not touching it till March. I'm not buying it or anything until March.
Yeah.
Like if it's good, then you know I'll grind it out and catch up. But until then, I don't know.
But they got a new game that they just released a little trailer for this weekend. It's called Dragon Ball Z. What is it? Dragon Ball Z Project or
Project Z?
Dragon Ball Project Z.
It looks cool.
It's an action RPG, is what they're calling it. The trailer kind of makes it seem like you're just going to be Goku going through the entire story of Dragon Ball,
which is really sad.
Yeah,
like give us a new character. Like let us make our own character and just do stuff. Yeah. Like it's the Dragon Ball universe. You can just randomly fight, making an MMO. And then you, boom, you train with other people, go into the hyperbolic time chamber, train up, become a Super Saiyan, fight other people that are Super Saiyans, fight Frieza-type characters, whatever. Like, what? Whatever. It'd be cool. But no, we gotta play the Dragon Ball story again for the 15th time.
I mean, whatever.
I mean, I'm still gonna play it. I just think it's a wasted, wasted opportunity for something better. Jump Force comes out soon.
Yeah, I'm not interested in it. I don't like fighting games.
I'm gonna get it, and I'm gonna be like, "This is dope," and then it's gonna get worn out because I hate fighting games. I'm going to unlock everything and be like, okay, I'm done with this. It does look pretty, though.
Looks all right. I don't like the way that specifically the Dragon Ball characters look. It just doesn't look good to me.
Yeah, Vegeta looks rough. Yeah. But everybody else looks pretty cool. Yeah. I like Yugi. But I don't know how he's going to work when he uses cards to battle. And this is a fighting game. That's just not how that works.
Nobody really cares how that stuff works. It just happens.
Yeah, as long as it's like the anime, it's flashy and stuff explodes.
So, question for you. Who do you think is going to win the Super Bowl this coming Sunday?
Well, if I'm going to go on the Madden results, I'm going to say the Rams 30-27. It's what Madden predicted.
Yeah, how many times has Madden been correct?
I mean, as much as I hate to say it, I think the Patriots are going
to
win.
Why do you hate to say it?
Because I just, I'm a Steelers fan.
You're a Steelers fan.
I also am a, I'm also a Detroit Lions fan, so I do know how it feels to lose all the time.
Here's the thing that I just think it's weird, okay? My first sport is hockey. I love hockey. Mm-hmm. I love the Pittsburgh Penguins.
So, speaking of that, did you see those other jerseys with the flags?
Ugly.
Whoa, I like the Penguins one.
I think they're both crap. Wow. So, wow. I bleed Pittsburgh Penguins. I do.
I saw them do it. I cut them once.
Obviously, the biggest rivals are the Philadelphia Flyers and the Washington Capitals for the Penguins. Columbus Blue Jackets have been growing as a rival for a while, but it's more so definitely the Flyers and the Capitals. Now, I can sit back and I can sit there and say, you know what? I do. I hate the Flyers. I hate the Flyers with an undying passion. I think the organization, though, is run poorly. I think that they get shitty players and they try to tout them as great players and so much more. I can go on and on about that. The Capitals, on the other hand, and now that's not to say that if the Flyers started doing well, I would not give them credit and say, hey, they deserve everything they get.
Yeah.
The Capitals, for instance, won the Stanley Cup last year. They were deserving of winning that cup.
They finally beat the Penguins in the second round.
It's not because they beat the Penguins. They were just the better team throughout the playoffs. I mean, they should have won the Stanley Cup. And as much as I don't like Alexander Ovechkin, I still look at him and say, you know what? He is one of the best hockey players to ever play the sport. Okay? So that, from somebody who's a diehard Penguins fan, who bleeds the Pittsburgh Penguins, I look at that. You have these Steeler fans who say, I hate the Patriots. Why? They cheated. Why?
Oh, I mean, I'll give credit where credit's due. Tom Brady's a hell of a quarterback.
And that's the problem.
And Bill Belichick's a hell of a coach. I'll give them both credit there.
I'm all for, I want the Patriots to win. I do like Tom Brady. I think in my lifetime, you know, since he came in the league back in, 99 or 2000?
Something
or
around there.
I mean, that's almost 20 years of my life. Tom Brady has been tearing shit up in the NFL. And he's a damn good quarterback. And you sit there and... You're seeing history made. Yes, the Patriots, you want to hate the Patriots because they've won the Super Bowl 5 times in the past 20 years. Okay, so what?
I think that the Rams are going to win it.
And I'm not saying...
I think just because when Tom Brady and Bill Belichick won their first Super Bowl, it was against the Rams. And I think the Rams are just going to...
I think they're going to win it because I think this is going to be their last Super Bowl they win together. And it'll be more poetic that way than losing to them in their last Super Bowl. Because I think this is their last Super Bowl that Belichick and Brady will be together in a Super Bowl.
I agree with you. I've said that when the playoffs started. I was like, if they make it, that's it.
Yeah.
Game over.
Yeah, I think they're done. There's some talk about Gronkowski retiring this year, which is a big reason why they always make it. He's been such a big, proponent and all that. And so it'll be interesting. I mean, I think Brady's got another 2 years. I think he's going to play 20 years total.
Yeah.
I think his goal is to play 20 years and then he's done.
But he probably has another year or two at his at his performance. He has another year or two.
Yeah.
Then he's going to start declining.
Yeah, probably.
Just because of his age. He's what, like 40?
He's 40 now.
That's insane.
Yeah.
I was watching
ESPN. 41. Might be 41.
Might be. ESPN projects that he might play until he's 45. Which is insane.
Yeah. How old was Favre?
Favre was 67. I don't know.
96?
He walked out on the field with a walker. I don't know why they let him out there. Yeah. All jokes aside, I think Brett Favre retired at like 44.
Yeah. Again, internet.
Yeah. He was old, but he wasn't like 74 or something.
Let's see. He He's currently 49 years old. He ended in 2010, so he was 41. Or 40. 40 or 41.
Yeah. Well, I mean... But he also, you know, took a lot of hits because when he was younger, he was stupid.
Yeah.
Brady has always been in the pocket and always was a passer.
Mm.
But, meh. I mean, like, I'll go out on a limb and say if Belichick wouldn't be as good as he is without Tom Brady, and Tom Brady wouldn't be as good as he is without Bill Belichick. I'll say that.
I mean, yeah, you could say that a lot, but...
Yeah.
With a lot of players and coaches, but I... Yeah.
Well, like, that dynasty would not be a dynasty without those two being there together.
Whatever. And I think that's all I...
Look at us talking sports. That never happens on here. We should eventually do a sports podcast.
Maybe at some point.
Call it SPEN. All right. Spen.
Let's see. We talked about the Far From Home trailer, and yeah, I've seen some interesting theories about Far From Home.
Yeah, you blew my mind. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I wake up, and my mind's just splattered across my bed.
And I saw some theories, and one that was, I thought, the most intriguing. And what if, dude? What if? You know, people are like, when does Far From Home take place? Does it take place before Infinity War? Does it take place after Infinity War, after Endgame, before Endgame? Like, when does it take place?
Takes place during Iron Man 1.
And a lot of people, you know, are trying to figure this out. They're trying to find clues in the trailer. Mm. Like I said in the podcast when we talked about the trailer, I don't think there's any clues in the trailer that's going to give that away. I just don't see
at least nothing major.
Yeah. So one thing that I thought was really interesting is just stop for a second and think. In the beginning of Infinity War, Peter's on a bus with all his classmates riding across the bridge.
Yeah. Doing school things.
What if that's the bus that they're on heading to the airport to go to Europe? What?
What?
How does that make sense?
What?
So Far From Home takes place after Endgame, but also before Infinity War.
Yeah.
Because of time travel.
Ooh.
Come on, man.
I mean, I can get behind it. It would make sense why he doesn't have the Iron Spider suit.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, it would make sense.
Yeah.
Because he doesn't have it yet.
Well, not only does he not have it yet, but he never got it.
Yeah, like it just doesn't exist yet.
You figure that happens, all that stuff flips around and things change.
Yeah.
And here's something that I thought is interesting. What if everything they do... All right, everything they do, Tony actually dies at the end of Avengers 1.
That'd be crazy. I mean, I could see it. I'd get behind that. Kind of be poetic a little bit. But him falling back to Earth is just Thanos just punches him or something.
No, he doesn't fall back to Earth. He goes into space because he knows about Thanos. He knows that Thanos is out there. So when he goes out into space, he goes to confront Thanos at that point in time and stop him and kill him from...
Ever becoming the Thanos.
Yeah. Ever from, you know, preventing the snapping from ever happening.
Crazy how many paradoxes can happen in this movie.
But, I mean, just think, like, there's so many cool things, that theories and ideas that you can come up with.
Yeah, and essentially they can retcon anything they want to do at that point.
They really could.
Like, just, what, we didn't like how that happened?
Excuse me, mutants? Wait, what?
Huh? Oh, I mean, with the acquisition, it's a given. Like it's gonna happen.
I just hope that, dude. Look. There's no reason why they couldn't add something in it in Endgame that shows that the mutant gene is active or alive or starting out, without saying it's a mutant gene or anything like that.
Yeah.
That way, let's say the acquisition falls through, then there would be no issues. You know, they could do something and it would still
just be like, oh,
it was just, you know, something happened, you know, blah, whatever.
It's a new strain of cancer or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, it would be cool. Yeah. I would just like to see, I just want to know who's going to be like the big bad or like what. I mean, Secret Wars is probably the easiest jump they're going to have. But like, what's going to be after that?
I think first we're going to see more of the Kree-Skrull War.
Yeah.
I think that we're going to get a large amount of that in Captain Marvel. And I think after all this happens, I think we're going to see more of it bleed into
the MCU.
The MCU a little bit, the current MCU. Mm-hmm. Current timeline. Recent,
yeah.
New, whatever.
Because they're doing that Dragon Ball thing and creating 17 timelines. But, future Trunks appears in Infinity War in one of them.
What? Sold, I'm in.
Goku.
Well, that ended quickly.
Yeah, he snaps and Goku's just like, what?
And they grab the Dragon Balls and no.
And that's not how that works.
So... I'm looking forward to it. I think there's just so much that I want to know. Neither trailer for Endgame nor Far From Home give us any clues at all what's going to happen.
Yeah,
Captain Marvel, I don't think is going to give us any inkling that what's going to happen in Endgame, with the exception of where Captain Marvel is at the start of Endgame. That's the only thing I think we're going to get.
Because that's going to be the post-credit scene.
I still think that's what it's
going to
be.
Yeah. Or her answering the call, and that's it.
Like I said, I still think the coolest thing to do for Captain Marvel, I think I said this a few months back, but it would just be so badass that Captain Marvel, the movie starts, Captain Marvel gets that page from Nick Fury, and she goes, I need to go to Earth, and she's with somebody. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Maybe somebody else from the
Force.
Whatever force that she's part of.
Space Force.
But she and they go, Earth, what's that? You know, have you been there before? Or something, you know, like I'm not good with dialogue, but she goes, Earth. And the whole movie of Captain Marvel is her reflecting of the last time that she was on Earth.
That'd be cool.
And the end of Captain Marvel, when it comes back to her on that ship after she's done reflecting of the entire moment, you see Earth in the foreground, and that's where the movie ends.
That'd be cool. Then we see the post-credit scene, as useless as Ant-Man and the Wasp. Thanos is just farming. Just planting seeds. That's all he's doing.
Oh,
still has the glove on, but instead of the Infinity Stones, he put like carrot seeds and shit in it. And he's just sprinkling them out.
Oh, boy.
I kind of want that.
All right, so Glass. We both saw Glass.
Yes.
And
we watched it shatter.
Yeah, I talked about it a little bit last week, non-spoiler-ish, but I want to get your take on it, because I think it was such an interesting take on superheroes. So, starting from this point, if you haven't seen Glass and you don't want to be spoiled...
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening, but we're going to talk some spoilers now. So, Glass. So, the whole point of this whole trilogy was essentially... Shyamalan was like, okay, what if superheroes... did exist in our world, but not like we know them in the comic books, not with these incredible superhuman abilities, but they were still superhumans. They still had these super abilities. Like, what would happen? And that's pretty much what this entire trilogy has been about. You have Mr. Glass, played by Samuel Jackson, who's just like, look, I know that there's people out there with superhuman abilities, and I want the world to know that there are. I'm one of them because of my super intelligence. Mm-hmm. And you, David Dunn, who's played by Bruce Willis, you, Mr. David Dunn,
you were dead at the end of Sixth Sense.
You survived a train crash that I created. You're the only one to survive. So I want to make sure the world knows that you're super, superhuman, a superhero. That's what the first movie, Unbreakable, is all about. Then you have Split, which is a take that, okay, while it's not about proving or trying to show the world that there's a superhuman, but it's showing a different type of superhuman in the world and how, and it's sort of a little bit of their origin on how they became who they are and why they are like they are. And that was James McAvoy's character of the Herd,
The Horde.
The Horde, sorry.
The Herd. There are a whole bunch of
cows. The Horde. Thank you. But his real superpower was when he was the Beast.
Yeah.
You know, being able to basically become an animal, you know, all animals, you know, being able to walk on walls and ceilings.
Yeah, and just... crazy.
Be shot and not die. Like, all that kind of stuff. Like, that is...
That's pretty dope.
Yeah, that was that. So we get to Glass, and this is where everything has to come together.
Yeah.
So...
And it kind of does.
I think it does.
I mean, that storyline comes together.
Yeah.
But then it's just like, here you go. Another visual thing just throws you out there.
Well, the thing that I really like about it is... you know, this wasn't, you know, there was a lot of talking glass where this is like the special annual issue, you know,
yeah.
where all the heroes get together and, you know, this is like, because in comics, that's what we have. We have those comics that once a year or every couple of years, all the heroes are together at one time and they're fighting a huge threat. You know, and that's our the specials. Those are the exclusive, you know, big annual comics.
Infinity War. Or, sorry, Infinity Series.
And, you know, people were touting that, oh, this is what Glass was essentially going to be. It was going to be that. But Mr. Glass, you know, made the point in the movie. He's like, no, this isn't that. This is an origin story. And so people are like, oh, it's an origin story, but we already know who David Dunn is. We know who Mr. Glass is. We know who the Horde is. We know who these people are. So how is it an origin of these people?
And that's people taking it at face value.
Exactly. So people are taking it at face value like, oh, what the heck? And it's like, no, this isn't an origin for them individually. This is an origin for the world finding out about superheroes.
Yeah. And that's it was a deeper film than most people would give it credit for.
Yeah. Yeah,
because you actually have to think during it.
Yeah,
like it's so riddled. Well, Glass is riddled
again. You know, and do you see why now? I said, you know, I wonder if Shyamalan is a fan of Zack Snyder's Batman vs Superman because it's very similar in that regard. Where Batman vs Superman was all about the world realizing that there are super humans, a god living among them. That's what Batman vs. Superman was about. That's essentially what Glass is starting. Like, that's the origin of that idea. Yeah.
I get it. It was cool. I liked it. I thought it was weak at the end how they were just like, okay, you're dead. No, you're dead. No, you're dead.
I agree.
Like, I was just like, why are you killing all at once, too? Like, everybody, all at once. I was not ready. I was like, whoa, I get one person dying, then... later on, another person dying, and then, you know, but it was just like, again, boom, boom, boom. I was like...
The idea, you gotta remember, Shyamalan's idea is pretty much to be done at this point. Like, and so if you get rid of the characters, people aren't going to be demanding to see Glass or Dunn or the Horde again. Like, they're done. So...
But, like, I feel like that was the pacing of the movie, just, like, to kill everybody within 5 minutes, 10 minutes of each other was a little much.
Yeah, well.
And Bruce Willis's death was weak.
Why?
Just, like, drowning him just by holding the back of his head. Like...
You gotta remember, that's what weakens him.
Yeah, but still.
The thought of drowning, is that it incapacitates him. It
completely incapacitates him. It's fight or flight, though. Like, you're still human.
Yeah.
Like, you would think he would still fight it, at least a little bit more than he did.
Yeah.
Like, he fought it enough to... touch what's-her-face's hand, find out she was bad or for the best of humanity or whatever.
Black Clover Gang or whatever it's called.
And then die.
Yeah.
And then...
Again, some of the execution isn't great with some of the things.
I mean, it's M. Night Shyamalan Ding Dong, so...
Yeah, so he
did make The Village.
And The Happening. And Avatar, The Last Airbender. And,
and 90% of his videography.
Yeah. So, I mean, the idea of it being an origin, I think, is great. And I would love to see them expand. I would love... I don't think he's going to, but I would love to see it really build from there and go out.
Because you can... There's so many things that people write off as a mental disease or you're just weird that you could totally twist into a superpower.
Yeah.
Like, bipolarism and the Horde.
Yeah.
Like, right there, mental disorder that people would write off. No, he's a superhero. Like, I don't know, Bruce Willis is, like... just strong.
I mean, he's not just strong, but I mean, he's strong, and he had the power to by touching somebody, he could see who that person actually was, like the things that they have done and will do.
And then Mr. Glass was just super smart.
Yeah.
And people were like, nerd, but he's just a superhero.
Yeah.
There's many things he could do if he wanted to.
I'd like to see it.
I would too. Just make it the Shyamalama Ding Dong universe. Rivals
Shyamalan-a-ding-dong.
Rivals the MCU.
Better than the DC ever does.
But I mean, I really liked how it kind of the opening, it just kind of paced itself. It was like, oh, okay, Glass is incapacitated. He's brain dead, basically. He's so sedated he can't do anything. then it's just like it evolves and evolves and evolves. It was awesome.
Yeah.
And then he just like gets flicked in the chest and dies. I feel like Brutal Bone was kind of a cop out there.
I mean, well, he's had it since the first movie.
Yeah, so but still, like, Brittle Ben's kind of a cop out.
I mean, it doesn't bother me.
I still like how essentially it was a suicide mission. It was never, we're going to that building. We're going right outside, fighting and dying. Yeah. Like, he did it to prove a point, and that was it.
Yeah. Yeah. What else did I want to talk about with Glass? I mean, I wasn't a big fan of the secret agency. I think that, you know, the one thing that I always like about Shyamalan is how he hides things throughout his movies and then reveals that at the end, the whole entire time, that's what these things meant.
Yeah.
We never had that with that secret society. You know, there was never a time where in the movie that you could even begin to think, oh, she's part of a bigger organization trying to stop superheroes.
Yeah, so the whole movie you think she's just a doctor.
Yeah, so that was kind of upsetting to me. But again, that was probably the weakest of the three big twists, or reveals. But again, it was a great movie. It was a really fun movie. Different, you know, definitely an interesting take on how the world or how some in the world would react.
Yeah, McAvoy's performance though.
I think it was better than he was in Split.
Yeah. No, I applaud it because he was switching at times. Just nonstop. It was impressive.
Yeah.
Get that man somewhere else. Give him more acting.
Yeah, yeah. Well, he definitely deserves an award. I thought he deserved an award for Split, and I don't even think he got nominated. So
put him in the MCU. Put him in it.
I mean, he's not in the MCU, but he was already Professor Xavier.
Make him Professor Xavier again. Throw him in there. YOLO.
Oh, man. So, did you see the little teaser for, not Suicide Squad, for Birds of Prey?
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. Yeah, I know.
Nah. I mean, it's still a year away, though. But, meh.
Yeah.
Nah. I mean, I'm going to see it, but, meh.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's still Aquaman hype. Like, nothing. Shazam might even be a little affected because Aquaman.
True.
Like, Aquaman was good.
Mm-hmm.
And then Shazam's going to come out. It's still going to be good, but it's not going to be like Aquaman good.
Aquaman is now the highest grossing DC film.
Yeah,
DC, not DCEU. DC. So this is going all the way back to the first DC movie that I can think of right now, Superman. Back in the 70s. This has surpassed all of them. That's The Dark Knight, The Dark Knight Rises, Batman Begins, Wonder Woman, all of them. Batman and Robin. Can you believe Batman and Robin? That's a joke, guys. It's a joke. Ba-na-na-na. So, yeah. I mean, Aquaman's killing it. Shazam's coming very quickly here. Yeah. I can't wait for it.
April's going to be a busy month for us.
Dude, March through April is going to be a busy month for us.
Just sit in the theater, just... I'm going to request like 3 days off and just do nothing but sit in theaters.
Now, starting next week, I believe it's next week. I think it's the first week. Did I say it's the first week of February we're starting it? I think so.
I think so. If not, it's the week after.
But yeah, we're going to be doing, like we did building up to Infinity War, where we kind of did a quick...
I think it's the week after.
We did a quick synopsis of each movie leading up to Infinity War. We're going to do something... better this time.
We're not going to make an ass out of me.
Yeah. Basically, we're going to take a look at all the major players from the MCU and where they came into the MCU, who, you know, what they mean, what they do, how they do, where they were in the comics during and after the snap, and where we believe they're going to be in Endgame, and by the time Endgame ends, where they will be. So that's kind of interesting. So we're going to take a couple characters. The first few weeks are going to be two characters per episode.
Yeah.
And then once we get into like the big ones, talking about like Captain America, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, then we're going to focus, you know, once a week, we're going to just focus on one of them.
Yeah, because there's a lot more with those characters than like...
than Hawkeye.
Yeah, because he's useless.
So we got that coming up. So keep your eyes peeled for that. And then we will have, I'm in the works. I'm planning it. I'm going to do everything I can to get John Horsley from Spoiler Country, Deej Penhollow from Nerdtalkalypse, and us, as well as their fellow co-hosts on an episode for our big pre-end game episode where we're just going to...
So what you're saying is the pregame.
The pregame of the endgame. Yes, we're going to have a huge episode where we just talk about the MCU all the way up until where we're at with Endgame. So I think that's going to be excellent because all of us are big fans of the MCU. All of us are big fans of
comic book movies. Believe it or not.
So it'll be a good time. And then obviously we will... I don't know if it's going to be... You know, Bridging the Geekdoms. I don't know if it's Nerdtalkalypse, where it's going to be, but we will also have a huge post end game. So a post game.
Yeah, we're going to have a post game to the end game. The pre and post games.
Yeah, so we'll have a post game to the end game movie.
That's
going to
be
as well.
Fun.
So that'll be a fun one. We did that with Infinity War, where we had like 15 of us on an episode. It was just madness.
That was awesome.
It was madness. So yeah, I'm looking forward to that. Also, next week we do have a special episode. You're actually going to get two episodes of Bridging the Geekdoms next week. Now, the first one is going to drop on February 4th. All right. Now that one is I encourage everybody to listen to this because I sit down with John Horsley from Spoiler Country and talk about his upcoming comic book called The Ainz Anthology. And we take just about an hour and we sit there and discuss everything that is The Ainz Anthology, what it is, when it comes out, everything like that. So definitely stick around so you can listen to that that entire episode. It's a great time, and I cannot wait for this book. I cannot wait for his book. The Kickstarter actually starts on February 1st, which is this coming Friday, and you will be able to... I will be promoting it on Facebook as well as Twitter to help him out because this book is incredible. I've read some of it already, and I think everybody's going to love it. It's so interesting. It's so cool, so I can't wait. So definitely, that's going to be the special episode next week, so make sure you listen to that as well. Besides all that, I don't think I have anything else to talk about today.
Nah, I'm good. I got a gaming corner coming out this week.
You have a gaming corner coming out.
Yep.
Are you up? Do you have your...
Yeah, I have an RS feed and everything.
Everything?
Yep. It's set up on Anchor.
All right. So you will be able to find... is it available on other sites yet?
I don't think so, not yet.
I think you have to put an episode up. So probably within the next week or so, you'll start to see Colton's Gaming Corner pop up on your iTunes, your Podcatcher apps of any sort, and you can listen to that all there.
Listen to my sexy nasally voice.
Yes. So you can check that out for all things video games. I'm hoping that he can get some guests, some friends of ours who do a lot of live streaming.
Yeah.
Hoping he can get them on there a couple times.
That'd be pretty dope.
Yeah, so... That's about it. I think we're good this week.
Yeah, we did some things.
We did some talking. We did some other stuff. High-fived each other.
Yeah.
And, you know.
Ooh. High-five me harder.
So it was a good time.
Ooh.
Good times. Good talk.
Remember, drink 64 ounces of water a day.
Or a gallon.
Whatever. Drink 2 liters.
A gallon of ounces of water a day.
Blessed.
All right. Everybody have a good week, and we will talk at you next week.
Bye.